Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what were your thoughts and impressions?
Well, I thought it was rather amusing.
Oh, okay, good.
The theme was spot on there. just pretty to the point.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
I thought it was sort of a challenge because, of course, the theme involved the modern reimagining of a poem that I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well.
And so that's always, it's just like, great, here's a poem that I don't know and I have to extrapolate from minus infinity.
That's right.
So,
well, I mean, I knew the poem, but I had no idea what poem they were considering. And the themed clues were all the whole length of the puzzle, you know, so they were long, complicated answers. So I didn't know that either, you know.
Well,
I mean, I kind of, as I started getting words, I kind of figured, oh, I know what poem he's talking about now. But even then, I wasn't quite sure how it was truncated into four lines in a crossword puzzle.
Right.
Well, so I, you know, you had to get a lot of it from the crosses.
I had to get all of it from the crosses because I simply didn't recognize. And so when you have a 15 square answer tied to reimagining part two and then reimagining part three, etc.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you can answer those.
Right.
So
I had a vague. It maybe one time 35,000 years ago I heard this poem because it sort of sounded like it would be, you know, it involved woods and horses, but I had a lot of trouble with it, so.
It was much more of a challenge than some of the other themes, even being esoteric. But this one, too, you know, is kind of unique. So,
oh, I mean, it's based on, you know, it's taking a classic poem. So I think right away we're on the cerebral side of things.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe I should talk about the theme.
Okay.
So, yeah, there were four clues to the theme. And the first one kind of was the one for all of them, which was 17 across. Modern reimagining of a Robert Frost classic. So that ran the length of the puzzle, and then there were three more that followed it. And within that, you got the whole gist of the poem. The poem was Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening, which is a classic Robert Frost poem about a man who stops and looks at the woods. He's on his horse, but the horse then really wants to get moving, and he knows he has a long way to go before he gets home. And so that's sort of the gist of the poem. The answer in the puzzle was, I know whose woods these are. My horse is restless. I have a lot to do. Giddy up.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much is the gist of the poem. He talks about in the first stanza that he does know who owned the woods, and then he talks about his horse, and then he talks about how his horse is ready to go, and then he ends with the line, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. So he has a lot to do, and giddy up. So yep, that was the theme.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I had trouble with the theme. And I also was natick'd all over the place.
Yeah, I had a few natick'd, but I eventually worked through them. And part of them were because of the themed answers. But once I sort of figured out the theme answer, then those natick'd went away.
Right. And listeners, for those of you unfamiliar with the term natick'd, it refers to a place, I believe, in New Jersey, because I think that's where all...
No, I thought it was like New Hampshire.
Was it New Hampshire?
Or it was one of those New England states.
One of those
or
New
Massachusetts, maybe Massachusetts. Yeah.
One of those New England, Massachusetts type states.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Massachusetts.
Okay, we'll settle for Massachusetts. And it is a situation that occurs when you have two crossing words and you don't know either answer. So therefore, there's one square there that you simply can't fill in. Mm-hmm. I found that in multiple places. I think the most egregious and where I ended up was 30 down, actor JB of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and that crossed 34 across blank Africa, nickname of singer-activist Miriam Makeba.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the answer to 30 down was Smoove, Smoove, which is a great name.
Yeah.
So, and then 34 across was Mama Africa.
Right.
But
that's funny because that's where I ended up. But it was at the V, not at the M.
Really?
Smoove, yeah. Oh.
Because that I have a lot to do. What did you have instead of I have a lot?
Well, I shouldn't say that's where I ended up, but that was the natick that was giving me the most problems because I hadn't quite gotten, the bottom filled in yet, and yes, I was having problems there, but yeah, that's where I had my natick.
Well,
at least one of them.
I had another one with 66 across, rapper blank Gravy, Young Gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And
Y-U-N-G.
Yes, thank you. And then 60 down, that crossed 60 down, a throw, and the answer was Peg.
Yes.
And I found that to be a mysterious answer to the word throw.
Well, I did too. And again, I had to get that from the crosses because I don't understand that one either, Peg and throw.
So a small mystery, but
maybe Peg is slang for, like, I don't know, throwing an election, that kind of throw. Or
let's see. Apparently, it is commonly used in New South Wales and Queensland. Peg is an adaptable piece of Aussie slang that means to toss or throw something.
Oh, okay.
And also, Merriam-Webster says, something such as a leg resembling a peg. No, that was one of the definitions. Throw, especially a hard throw in baseball made in an attempt to put out a base runner. Peg.
Hmm.
So there seem to be multiple definitions.
I've not heard it in that context. So.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes, we learned things.
I learned that I don't know any Robert Frost poems. That was a revelation. Okay.
That's my excuse for learning it.
Well, I started off slow, but I can sense that there was a pun here. I made a helpful question mark with one across. Culture Setters, and I went for agar.
Oh.
But it turned out to be labs.
Yes, I wanted it to be like petri dish, but of course it wouldn't have been.
Well, I think isn't agar in a petri dish?
Hmm?
Isn't agar what's in a petri
dish? That's where it
petri
grows,
dish?
Right?
Right.
Culture Setters.
So, anyways, labs it was. And then, but that L gave us one down, String of Islands, Lay.
Yes, we've had that before.
Have we?
Yes, and I forgot it.
Oh, okay.
But eventually I'm like, once I got the E, I'm like, oh, it's lay. And we've had that before.
Still stuck in that corner, 14 across, B school subject. So I didn't really realize that B stood for business. Things would have gone a lot faster had I known that. And the answer was econ.
Yeah, I didn't know what B school was either. So
I thought
I got econ. So then when you got over to 5 across, which was B school, no, 14 across subfield, it was macro, like macroeconomics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right beneath that, 15 across, blank of wisdom, Dalai Lama in translation. So I wrote down words of wisdom.
Oh.
Because it sounded like that could be okay, but it was sort of blah. Turns out it was ocean of wisdom.
Yes.
Which sounds a lot better than words of wisdom.
I had several things there as well. So, but I had pearl of wisdom for a while. Well, that didn't work. And then I got the C. So then I thought, isn't there a word scion, like S-C-I-O-N?
There is.
Scion. Because I had the N, too. So I thought, scion of wisdom. I don't even know what scion means, but I knew it was a word.
I think it means like sort of an offshoot, right?
I don't know.
Like a scion of a family. Let's see. A young shoot or twig of a plant, especially one cut for grafting or rooting, a descendant of a noble family.
Oh, okay. Well,
he was the. And how, first of all, I should get the pronunciation. Sion looks like. Yeah, he was the scion of a wealthy family.
Okay, so that might have worked, but yeah, it turned out to be ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, I had trouble with five down. Makes shorter in a way. And the answer was Mose, which is, you know, fairly obvious.
Right.
When you don't know. Once I got macro, the M up there, then it sort of helped, but... I still hadn't gotten the first line of the truncated poem, so.
I have found that most of these answers make a lot of sense once I've got them. And they are always obvious in retrospect.
Yeah, they are. Like 10 down. There's a word that I tried to use in a puzzle a couple weeks ago and opens up in a way. Blossoms.
Yes.
But man, did that take a while.
Yeah, I had bloodlets for a while. I mean, because it fits.
Yes, I guess it does.
I thought it was a little bit like, you know, sort of affected the whole tone of the crossword.
Opens up.
You know, sort of like, and here's an answer, mass murder. So, but anyways, blossom sounds much more in keeping with the tone they were trying to establish here.
Well, my problem was 16 across. Protagonist who would just as soon kiss a Wookiee. I put Solo, as in Han Solo, but it turned out to be Leia.
No, because he responds, I can arrange that.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually remember that line incredibly.
That's pretty good. You don't know Robert Frost, but no. You know George Lucas.
Well, you know, if the poem had had a really awesome movie behind it.
And maybe phaser fire or something, yeah.
You know, I mean, if the opening scenes of the movie, as those letters get smaller and smaller and recede, whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. You know, if that's just sort of receded into the distance, I would remember those words.
Okay, well.
But I don't think Robert Frost is making any movies these days.
Maybe you should write a paper on that and submit it to, like, an English teacher education conference.
So I can be rejected by another journal. Good idea. Let's see here. What else do we got going on? We had 20 across. That was clever. Let's see. 20 across being loses a lap, rises. I originally wanted it to be sits up. And so I thought, oh, we're going to have a rebus. Mm-hmm. And where that S was, I had UP. Oh. But there was no rebus in this crossword.
No, there was not.
But I was
having
trouble getting started though, and I, you know, and sort of the rebus warning alarms were going off. It's
right.
Just like there might be a rebus here, but
yep.
There was not.
Yep.
Let's see. 35 across was bit, and first I had iota. Because I always
me
think
too.
Of iota.
Oh, me too. Yes.
And then I got a few letters, and I thought it was going to be a bite. But it turned out to be a mite.
A mite, yes. Yes, and that crust was 25 down. I had trouble with that one. Andante and largo. And I thought, oh, those are, you know, those are musical terms. And then
right.
I got the T-E-M, and I thought, oh, tempo.
Yes.
So, but it was tempi.
Mm-hmm. Or tempi, however it's pronounced.
Yes, meaning plural of tempo. I always thought plural of tempo was tempo.
Tempos.
But it's tempi.
Well, perhaps this is the Italian. It seems to me there's a lot of Italian in scores.
That is true. That is very true.
65 across was key material. And I had the O and the Y, and I went ivory.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
But it turned out to be ebony.
Yes.
That was sort of tricky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they make ivory keys anymore.
Oh, I guess that would be violating some sort of laws.
I believe so, yes.
For fat chance, it turned out to be hardly. I had to sort of, that was 47 down.
Yes, that was tricky too.
Yeah.
There were a lot of tricky ones in here, but you know, they made sense after you got them.
Sure. Let's see. I liked 64 across, cud swallop. Which is tosh.
Yes.
Another one of those great old-fashioned words.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to decide if I like Tosh better or Codswallop.
I like Tosh. I like Tosh, but.
Yeah, there's something disgusting about Codswallop. Plus, it reminds me of how I lost at Triplet Tuesday the other day with Cod, or C-O-D. So, I think I'll stick with Tosh.
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 Oh, Tosh.
So, all right. Well, I think that is probably it for today. So, a tough but very interesting crossword by Joe O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was his debut.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed.
Well, I am more impressed then, because that's a pretty good starting puzzle. Wow.
I bet he sticks with a theme, though. He's probably going to come up with another Robert Frost poem summarized.
Well, there are many.
Their goal is to make all crossword solvers familiar with the entire work of Robert Frost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, that is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening.
Yep.
We'll be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow, aka Friday's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.